Robot Underpants.
Everybody, welcome to another episode of Robot Underpants. This is Langley here with Spin.
Hello.
And Starman.
We talking to Morse code, or are we making fun?
I don't know. Talking about those Sesame Street monsters. You know what? I always hated those. Those things scared me.
I thought they were cool.
They were
what, the phenomena?
No, those fuzzy monsters that look like they could eat their own faces. They just said. Yip, that's right. They were terrifying as a child. Not a good choice for a children's show, in my opinion. Whatever. There's no segue for that. How you guys doing? No. What else is going on? How was your week? What'd you do?
I stayed in bed in a NyQuil and DayQuil induced coma.
Ugh. Feeling better?
No, I'm better now. Yeah, I'm better.
That's good.
Much better. I sound better. I feel better. I woke up this morning for the first time feeling like I was not in a fog.
No. I wake up feeling like I'm in a fog pretty much every day because I pretty much
That's because you live
in the fog.
In London, West.
I went to the Macworld media reception this evening because Macworld starts tomorrow.
So, how was it?
I've never been to Macworld or any of the events surrounding it. I was a little disappointed with the media reception. It was kind of just finger food and, you know, media.
Well, like Apple doesn't even go there anymore, do they?
No, they don't.
They don't have to.
They don't have to. I thought there'd be like, you know, some swag bags and like up close look at stuff, but
keychains and flashlights.
Wasn't
like
a lot.
What?
When I went to the Gadget thing, media thing, there was all kinds of, they were giving stuff away. I walked out of there with like a t-shirt from I don't even know what, like a 1 gig USB or a flash drive.
Wow, a whole gig?
I know, from Parallels.
Wow.
And I don't know, some kind of bag with some kind of Indian looking bag with elephants on it from I don't know, something.
Okay.
Something that was like, it was like it was called Game Your Video, I think. And they had some kind of cool editing effects for shooting video with your iPhone, but it, you know, their whole thing, their whole speech was like, their whole spiel was, you know, we're doing away with editing. This is gaming, playing games. So I was like, oh, okay, this might be cool. Like, maybe you shoot video and you can, like, you know, make do something with it, like a game, like make the guy run and jump or shoot people in your video or something. I don't know. But it was just another way to edit it in the end. Just like they moved things or moved buttons around and you're just, you know, putting effects on it and stuff. And I was like,
designing an app is now as easy as rolling a maze.
Your ass.
Yeah. They turned Photoshop into a basic app, bunch of apps.
That's nice.
Why not turn everything else into the same, you know? They need an app to create apps.
Super easy. There are apps to create apps. Don't laugh.
It's so meta, man.
Awesome. Anyway, tomorrow the actual show starts, so I'll be going to that. And I'm looking forward to it. I saw a few things that were kind of cool. I saw some little tiny mics from a place called Mike W. And I'm interested to look at stuff like that.
Did they look like me?
It did not. Not at all.
Well, the past week I've been messing around with an e-cigarette, and the thing looks like a freaking mic. I mean, look at this thing. It's like I'm playing a piccolo.
It doesn't look like a cigarette, that's for sure.
Yeah. Somebody told me, go to madvapes.com, which I love the name of that site. That's Mad Vapes, yo.
Yeah.
And get all these little components. And it's so weird. I don't even know what to make of it. You know, you get the liquid, you have the charger, you get the cables. I mean, like, what? But it sort of worked. I just refilled it, and I think I did it wrong because it tastes like ass. I switched flavors.
It's probably about right.
From vanilla to ass. No, from vanilla to cappuccino.
I've tried those before. Somebody had one, and I was just for the hell of it, tried it, and it was kind of weird.
The problem is when you smoke normal cigarettes, you kind of like, you get into this process of, oh, let me just wrap up what I'm doing here and get ready to go downstairs, go outside, whatever. And then, you know, you're there for like, you know, 5, 6, 7 minutes. And then, okay, you're wrapping it up, go inside, you know, wash your hands, boom, back to work. Well, with this thing, you're not really, you don't have this mental feeling of time passage. You're like, am I done? Have I put in it? Because the liquid inside is nicotine, see? And it looks like a little piston, a little fuel pump.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's got, so I got the one that has like 18 milligrams of nicotine, whatever. But I, you know, you're not in that same psychological place of, well, I'm pretty much done with this cigarette, down to the filter, right? Boom, get rid of it.
Right.
There's none of that. There's no visual or whatever. You're just kind of going, am I done? I don't know. So I'm still going back and forth.
Well, almost seems like you smoke for, I mean, you're thinking it's a big habit. It's a lot of habit going on with you.
Which is a lot of habit
for a lot of people I've heard, but
obviously the nicotine does have an effect, right?
Yeah.
And so what you can do with some of these more complex units is, you can like down the dosage. So I could go and get a bottle of 6 milligram nicotine. Right. I could go down to 0 milligrams. I don't want to vape. So it's called vaping, by the way, which is kind of a badass term.
And vaping? I should point out that the one you have looks like it could be something from Star Wars, like in the cantina.
It is. It's like a stylus. I have right over here. Look, this is my stylus, right? It's got a little rubber tip on the end. It's got a laser on it right there. Uh-huh. And then, boom, it's a pen. And it's about the same weight as the cigarette. I just got to make sure I stick the right thing here in my mouth.
You know what I want you to do? I want you to whip that out at Olive Garden and see if anybody gets all like, you're smoking in California. That's illegal.
I'm probably not, right? But that's the thing. It is water vapor, and that's where the verb vape comes from.
Right.
To vape from the Latin.
He vapes. She vapes.
I did see a cigarette shop. I saw a cigarette shop yesterday in Campbell.
It was called Vapers. Vape. It was funny. Somebody's like, hey, how long have you been vaping, man? I'm like, what?
Oh, man.
But the best thing about it is all this crazy new jargon. I was on a forum and somebody was like, yeah, I'm working on quitting the analogs.
Wow. That's totally it. Let me say this. If I were to smoke, I would say, this kind of would make me think, like, you know what, that old school way of smoking is kind of is out. Like, this is
it's so 2000 and
like
late.
We're also in the tech now. This is what cigarettes should be able to be recharged with a USB.
Yeah, like, and that's
like that would be the way to go.
Well, all right, let's talk about that though. I mean, is this safer? Is this supposed to be safer? Apart from the whole nicotine addiction part, have there been any studies as to whether or not this is safer?
Well, studies, you know, I don't think it's regulated by the FDA yet. They want to get a piece of that action. They're probably got, you know, Philip Morris guys up in there being like, no, no, they're deadly. They will kill you and kill your neighbor's baby, right? Because, you know, this takes money away from. I spent like maybe $30 on this whole unit. I mean, and depending on where you live, you know, $30 worth of cigarettes, not that much, you know. Yeah. So. And, of course, for me, the end game is to quit, right? Because I'm training for Warrior Dash in September. And so, you know, it's glycerin, I think. There's something else, and there's nicotine.
I mean, yeah, you don't have, like, the carcinogens and
well, there's stuff
that have right.
no burning. Smoking.
So, I was trying to mix it up, so I forgot to do it one day where I had this huge, ridiculously awful meal. It was like a chicken bean burrito with all the fixings and trimmings and stuff. And you know, for people who smoke, you know, you get that big meal and you're like, oh, I gotta have a smoke. I forgot to do that. You know, some shit wasn't charged, whatever. But I did do it after a massive barbecue meal. And it sort of worked. I sort of felt sated. And I don't know if it's between the actual addiction or just the routine habit of, it's about time to have a cigarette now, isn't it? Yeah. You know, your body's on this clock or whatever. So, but I try and like mess up my schedule and get busy. I'm hoping that I'm just going to be so bored and irritated with messing with this whole contraption. Got to pull this out and pull the condenser and the coil and the dual cartomizer and tilt it and flux capacitor. But the end blows glue. Look at that. Ooh, future. You know, and I was going to go with like some other random normal looking cigarette things, but somebody intercepted me and they're like, no, you got to do it this way. I've been doing it. It's great. This other guy does it. I'm like, oh, okay. Nice to have built-in tech support.
Does it give you the immediate, high or whatever between the smoke and the vapor? Is there any difference for you?
It's possible that my answer is no because I didn't start at the, if you smoke a pack a day, you should get down with 24 milligrams of nicotine. I went 18. I figured let's just start the dwindling down process, right?
Sure.
So not immediately, but once, you know, you get used to inhaling vapor and it's not smoke, but you're seeing all of the smoke, like, do its thing, It sort of does.
Mm-hmm.
But you're probably preoccupied with just being tripped out over the whole device as it is.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it
seems like it seems like a Blade Runner concept, kind of.
Yeah, my wife had a good idea. She's like, just take the thing with you and just go out and have a smoke as normal. Go to your spot, right? I always go out to the garage. I got a stack of four off-road vehicle tires with a big round piece of wood on it. And it's right. So it's my standing desk. Slap my laptop up there.
You know, the thing is about smoking, I'm like, I don't really understand all this, but is it about the nicotine or is it about the habit?
It could be the oral fixation.
Right.
It could be the habit. It could be about the nicotine. I mean, nicotine takes 3 days to get out of your system, and it's really addictive. You know.
I just never understood that.
Is that more addictive than the other crap that goes into regular cigarettes?
Oh, no. In fact, it's probably infinitely cleaner just because it doesn't have the list of 400 whatever ingredients that are in it. Because
I've seen nicotine water at, you know, Micro Center and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not doing that and the gum and the patch stuff. It's kind of weirds me out. I'm like, I think it's a habit thing for me. You know, I don't fear. I don't believe that I'm an oral fixation smoker because I don't feel like I'm going to just go pigging out on food to occupy my time.
So I'm reading Wikipedia, and I know you say what you want about Wikipedia, but this is just the fastest way to look up some of this stuff. Yeah. It says, in Canada, as of March 2009, the import, sale, and advertising of electronic cigarettes containing nicotine are banned in Canada, while non-nicotine e-cigs are legal and may be sold as advertised. And I'm just skimming this as we're talking. They say that there are like trace amounts of cancer-causing agents in some of the cartridges, not the ones that you have, Eric, but I just hear, like, in 2009, New Jersey voted to treat the electronic cigarette in the same category as tobacco products by including under the New Jersey Smoke-Free Air Act, which means that I'm not going to be able, not that I would, but I wouldn't be able to light up at Applebee's.
Light up a fake cigarette?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I've seen people with them in places.
But see, here's the thing, is that I don't understand a lot about cigarettes, but I was under the impression that the way that they're made is how all this cancer-causing crap gets in there. E-cigs are supposed to be just water vapor and nicotine and some flavoring, so how bad could they possibly be? I have to read more up on this.
Yeah, I mean,
is it in the plastic that might be, I don't know, burning or something?
You're picking your... You're picking your thing, right? Is it better to drink wine or vodka?
Yeah, exactly.
It's still alcohol, right? I mean, one comes from grapes, one comes from potatoes. I mean, but maybe...
Yeah, but I mean, that's also... I mean,
it's like for people who smoke weed, right? That's about as pure as it gets. Imagine how, if they ever legalize weed, imagine how jacked up weed would be. It would be all, you know, Marlboro'd and stuff, and it wouldn't be... organic. I mean, talk about a hippie food, right? It's like organic. It's like plant leaves rolled up in a paper and smoke. That's about as hippie vegan as you can get. A normal cigarette? Not so much.
It says in India, it's legal because it doesn't contain tobacco.
Right, but they've got the chemical in it. It's like, what if somebody made liquid THC?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's going to have.
You were saying Canada said it was okay to smoke non-nicotine electronic cigarettes. So what's that? You're just smoking vapor?
Yeah, I guess what happens is that the battery.
Is that just for looks?
Oh no, it actually does generate vapor because it's still
I mean, if I'm talking about he mentioned that there were non-nicotine electronic cigarettes. So what's it? What is it? Just flavor?
Oh, it might be for the habit. Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I might pick up some. They sell them at like 7-Eleven or whatever.
I'm going to find me some non-nicotine electronic cigarettes just so I can be cool.
Yeah, something that's not require like a schematic, but I mean, I don't know.
You know, the thing is that without nicotine, it feels more like a toy.
Kind of.
It is, and I'm not interested. I mean, the flavors that you can buy for these things are ridiculous. They had like watermelon waffles with syrup and butter.
Well, you can buy flavored tobacco for like a hookah too, you know.
Oh, actually, that's illegal in the States now.
Is it now?
Really? Yeah, maybe a couple years.
Nah.
They had.
I know I bought some when I was in Denver.
This is when Ted Kennedy was still alive. So there was a Republican and a Democrat being Ted Kennedy. And the Republican was like a dude from the tobacco. Basically, the tobacco industry wrote the legislation, handed it to the Republican. He's like, cool, let's do some For the Children stuff. Got Ted Kennedy in on the action. They sent it to Obama. For the Children. And it was like the gateway, right? These $8 packs of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
The gateway. Menthol, of course, being excluded. And so the sale of flavored tobaccos and things like cloves and stuff like that and bitties and all that, nope.
I'm not talking about cigarettes. I'm talking about, like, you get a package of, like, this gooky tobacco.
Yeah, flavor. I think that was affected as well.
I don't think so. Because I remember when that thing happened that you're talking about.
Hmm.
And this was just, I don't know, a couple years ago when I was in Denver. We bought some and put it in a hookah.
It's propylene glycol. Or a glycerin-based liquid solution into an aerosol mist, similar to the way that a nebulizer or humidifier vaporizes solutions for inhalation. You know.
Huh.
But apparently, once you get over that 3-day hump, that's when you calm down and not want to, like, choke them.
No, choke. I don't know. I've known people that have wanted to kill people, like...
It's crazy addictive. So we'll see.
I just wonder if it's I mean, with this, if it's more the other things or just the nicotine that makes people crazy.
I think it's a little bit of everything.
I just don't understand how people could say that it's dangerous if it's just water vapor. I mean, apart from the nicotine, the water vapor flavoring. I mean, what else do you really need to put in there? I mean,
is nicotine on its own dangerous?
You know, I don't actually know the answer to that,
because I thought that the problem with smoking cancer stuff is, the first of all the other crap that's in the cigarettes and the carcinogens from burning it and smoking it,
right?
So I mean, I don't know.
Actually, I'm curious. Let me look that up real quick.
I mean, it's like is nicotine just kind of like caffeine? It is. It's something you can get addicted to. It's something you can be addicted to, but is it really gonna, you know, hurt you?
Interesting. Oh, it's got psychoactive effects. Mood altering.
Yeah, so does everything,
by the way. It's a stimulant and a relaxant.
Yeah.
Put Dr. McCoy, give you that shit.
Users report feelings of relaxation, sharpness, calmness, and alertness. So, there you go.
All good things.
So... You know, because, you feel, like, jittery, and you're like, oh, I need to calm down. Boom, you have a cigarette. That's, like, the typical thing.
Right.
Hmm. So.
I don't know. Everything causes cancer anyway.
Yeah.
Like,
especially smoke cancer cells.
I suppose.
You know what might cause cancer?
What?
Human aborted fetuses in your food.
Okay. I saw this earlier, and I went, oh, I'm not going to read this. And now we're talking about it.
I'm going to smoke some Soylent Green.
Yeah. It's people! this comes from Gawker. Last week, Oklahoma State Senator Ralph Shorty, introduced a bill that would ban, quote, the manufacture or sale of food or products which use aborted human fetuses.
Well, thank God for that.
Thank God. You know, these are the things you got to get out there and make these laws before somebody says, there's no law against it. Like, they just passed a law a couple months ago that said it was illegal to have sex with animals in Florida.
You know, it's funny because, you know, we're on this road. Everybody thinks we're on this road to getting closer and closer to Star Trek, but in fact, we're getting closer and closer to Soylent Green.
Yes. evidently, you were asking earlier why they were doing this, why this guy came up with this thing. NPR speculates that Shorty's bill has to do with recent boycott aimed at PepsiCo for working with a company called Seminex. That has been accused of using proteins derived from human embryonic kidney cells in its research.
And how does one buy these? I don't understand how that happens.
Hang around the dumpster.
It's just like a whole other thing that I don't understand.
Well, you want to know how you get your hands on human embryonic stem cells?
Yeah, and not only that, but like if you're making food, somebody says, you know,
I could really go for a burger,
baby.
Baby burger.
I just don't get
some baby McNuggets.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back, baby back.
Yeah, I know, baby back ribs. Now there's some truth in advertising. Oh,
there
right?
you go. Wow, you're not going to see those anymore, are you?
There was another story.
Where is the and no pun intended, the food chain in all this? I just don't understand how this happens.
It didn't say how this company was using these cells in their research, but who knows?
Oh, it's cells, basically?
Yeah. Or using proteins derived from human embryonic kidney cells.
Because it's like a Frankenfood company, right?
They've used them to research and develop products including artificial flavorings.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. I guess Gawker reached out to some places to see if they actually use human fetuses. Ashley Yingling, media relations for McDonald's, says the answer is no. McDonald's does not use aborted human fetuses in its food.
Thank God.
Who would guess? I don't know. McDonald's had a fun Twitter campaign last week.
I didn't even realize it was going on, but I was reading about it afterwards, and what a fail.
So what was it called? McD Stories?
McD Stories.
Do you not know your station in life? That's what I want to ask McDonald's.
So the deal was McDonald's went on Twitter. They started a hashtag called McD Stories, and, start out with, they wanted people to tell, apparently, like, the good times they've ever had at McDonald's. What did they think was going to happen here? So what happened was it went horribly wrong. It went the way you thought it would go. It was just people talking about.
This is why that whole all the social media crap is going to die soon, because companies aren't going to want to deal with it. There's no controlled environment, because when you just leave it out there in the open for people to do whatever, you get the McDonald's case.
Yeah. Do you want to read some of these? They're pretty funny.
Oh.
Hit me. Yeah, go ahead.
Fingernail in my Big Mac once. Oh. Hashtag McD Stories.
That's a nail biter.
Yeah. Ordered a McDouble. Something in the damn thing chipped my molar. McD Stories. Hospitalized for food poisoning after eating McDonald's in 1989. Never ate there again and became a vegetarian. Should have sued. McD Stories. I lost 50 pounds in 6 months after I quit working and eating at McDonald's.
No.
McD Stories.
Somebody in the PR department just really didn't understand what would happen if they did this.
I know
they had the best intentions, but come on, this is the internet.
Yeah. Someone from the social media director, Rick Wyon, did put out a statement saying they did another thing about a hashtag called Meet the Farmers, I guess, which was supposed to be about raising the awareness of the supplier stories. The hashtag McD Stories did not go as planned. We quickly pulled McD Stories, and it was promoted for less than 2 hours.
Wow. 2 hours.
2 hours.
Within an hour of pulling the McD Stories, the number of conversations about it fell from a peak of 1,600 to a few dozen. Oh, that's... But there were 72,788 mentions of McDonald's overall.
Over 72,000 hashtags served.
I read that and thought, wow, there are people who actually take their job at McDonald's seriously, I guess. I mean, there are people that are higher ups at McDonald's. It's like people that work for, like, the cigarette places. Like, how do you live with yourself? How do you sleep at night? I don't know how you could just wake up and
because I brought in that whole we give people a choice.
I guess
it's freedom. Cue patriotic music. was that Lee Greenwood?
No. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I figure that people in the cigarette business know what they're doing, and they're just evil people anyway. But McDonald's, that there are probably some people who think that it's okay, and I just don't get that. You know?
Well, okay for what specifically?
To eat. you know?
Oh, well.
People, okay. Like some CEO, not CEO, but maybe CEO, I don't know, some suits that work for the McDonald's Corporation who really believe in their product, and that's crazy to me. I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
There's a music video called Mechanically Separated Chicken.
Okay.
Can you make McNuggets with a MakerBot?
Yeah, I think it actually had to do with that whole, you know, chicken smoothie mixture. Those are words that don't exactly fit together well. But
that tastes good off the tongue.
Chicken smoothie mixtures. Every time I go out to the barn and I look at my chickens, I'm like, you lucky bastards.
How are you doing?
You're going to get separated mechanically.
I'm going to get eaten by a hawk.
I'll say.
It's the circle. I'll say,
chicken hawk, Sonny.
I say, hold on there, like girls.
Where are we going? Where are we going with this?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't know.
Enjoy your video. So I saw a story the other day about the Pirate Bay having a new section called, what is it, Fizzables?
Fizzables.
Okay, explain this.
For 3D objects.
Okay.
That you can print.
I know that.
The next great frontier of shit we can steal is 3D objects. People like, I own the copyright on that bottle. Made a bottle that looks like that bottle.
It's gonna be.
I'm gonna sue you, Grandma.
We're all gonna have replicators.
I love it.
Well, when you think about it, yeah, like MakerBot, feed in, and they have bigger sizes now. So now it's not the 4x4x6 object that you can create; it's bigger, and you can also have two colors. So it's plastics right now, but the concept's the same.
Yeah, I can make all those Star Wars figures that I. Was never able to find.
Legos. And you found, you just discovered, Langley, Shapeways.
Yeah, Shapeways. I haven't really looked around at it much, but it sounds like you have.
Oh, yeah. It's been around for a while. You can, it's just this giant public directory of stuff. You can download all of the schematics and print out, you know, dice and jewelry and widgets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everything starting out is weird at first, but then it gets normal. And yeah, it's just like an open source directory of 3D objects that you can download and print.
You can also buy other people's stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. You can buy them already made. And that's going to be the next SOPA, the SOPA of the future.
We're all going to have replicators.
Yeah, it's going to come after people with 3D things. And, you know, people are
going to
watch Lego.
Oh, sure.
Lego is going to come after people because what's the first thing you think people are going to make? Legos.
I was thinking Star Wars toys or a bobblehead of me.
But who would want that?
Yeah.
Me?
I could put it in the dash right in the front window.
Fuck yeah.
Put a hula skirt on you.
Done.
Okay.
I found the Noise Bridge place down the street. I'm going to go check that out. They have some kind of MakerBot or something over there.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, so they're going to be... I think it's going to take a while before they get really nice action figures. But once somebody starts selling that stuff, all the disclaimers are going to change.
Mm-hmm.
May not duplicate. In actually, a lot of people have these types of disclaimers. It's like you may not make a duplicate, photocopy, electronic distribution, or means yet to be invented.
Ugh.
So if we were somehow able to telepathically create an object in front of you, I'm breaking the law.
As a Star Wars collector, Star Trek collector, I could see somebody making action figures with these things.
Oh, that's what I just said. Can't wait.
Yeah. Or maybe custom Star Trek logo. So I would imagine somebody would make like custom logo badges and crap. Like, you know,
sure.
What are the things they wear in the shirts?
Com badge.
Yeah, the com badge. They make custom ones, right?
So I've seen the stuff that MakerBot does. They've got some ridges in it. They're not quite there yet. But they're close.
There are that have more detail, or I guess it's called resolution. There's another one. It's not MakerBot, but there's another one that does it a little better. I think the tech shop has it, where it doesn't have those little ridges. But there was somebody on Shapeways that had to take their plans down for some sort of replica, something from a movie. I forget. It was like a gun or something, I think. I was reading the other day, or reading earlier. So yeah, I mean, they're going to come after stuff like that. Of course they are. You know.
I'm looking. Oh, what do you know? You can buy a necklace of two plastic hands making the stupid heart symbol like this. I hate that. I hate the stupid hand heart. Good Lord.
Come on, Valentine's Day's coming up.
No, I don't care. People have been doing it before Valentine's Day. It is
not with their maker machine.
No, but still.
I'm going to buy one of those. I'm going to send it to you. Oh, but look, you can print your character from Minecraft.
That's, you know.
That's cool. I have my character from World of Warcraft printed.
Yeah?
Oh, that's right. Who printed who did that?
Figure prints.
That's right, figure prints.
And go ahead.
Well, they just have, I'm looking here, they have like bike mounts for phones and stuff. I'm like, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Saki said, I'm going through some of these things, various rings. What else? Let's look at this.
But this is like any other tool. It's useful. Excuse me. It's useful for a lot of people, but then it gets abused.
Well, yeah.
And
right?
There's a lot of things like that. A set of
neon cats. I totally stumbled over that.
Yeah, there's a whole gadgets. There's a gadgets subsection category. You can make an Inception top. Whatever that thing was called.
The Hangover Coffee Totem. Cup. Earth Trooper Cruiser. Yeah. This thing looks very suspiciously.
What is this?
I don't know, but I'm looking at the Earth Trooper Cruiser with its big disc and its...
I don't know. You talk to us. Explain what you're looking at.
I'm just curious.
This is an audio show.
It's got wings.
Is it a Starship Trooper thing?
It's got in the front, and it's got two long bits.
It's a circular primary hull.
I like that it's got a 1/4,000th scale. Of what? It doesn't exist. But do you think these guys could get sued?
I see. It looks like a famous
Starship spaceship. Enterprise.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sort of surprised, Spin, that you don't have a maker or something.
Not yet. I've been working on other machines. I've been working with die cutters. I have two die cutters.
Yeah.
So I've been doing crap with vinyl and paper. Got to start, you know.
That's true. You have a different project you're working on with that.
2012 is not yet over.
That's true. You seem like a...
It has just begun.
Yes. In the year 2012.
You've got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
That's true. I think this is great. I can't wait.
A lot of the papercraft stuff is kind of wicked. I'm sorry.
The what now?
Oh, papercraft stuff is actually kind of awesome. There's a lot of detailed stuff that you can do. It's like when people were making those Star Wars snowflakes. Those things were awesome.
Those were cool.
But instead of like trying to print it out and cut it, you just be like, here's the pattern, cut it out. I made a Ghost in the Shell vinyl decal of the Section 9 for my Jeep.
Your Jeep's going to get pulled over for being pirated.
I know. Do you have the rights for that sticker?
That reminds me. I called today the DMV, which is always fun. I got a letter in the mail like a couple months ago that I had, you know, my renewal for my license plates was coming up. And said, you know, got to do it by January 8th, whatever. So I sent it in before that. They cashed my check. I haven't gotten a sticker. They cashed my check on like the 13th. It's the 5th, 6th, something like that now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm calling them like, hey, what's the deal here? Did it get lost? Am I going to get a ticket if I get pulled over? Like, oh, well, it looks like it just finally got finished processing yesterday. So, you know, if you don't get it within 30 days, call us back. I was like, yeah, but I'm like, isn't this illegal? She's like, well, yeah, I mean, technically it expired on the 8th, but they probably won't give you a ticket. I'm like, thanks.
In New Jersey, if you paid for something and you could print out a receipt, that's enough.
She did say that they have access to the same information she did, so they would say that it's processed. But
yeah, so you pay with a credit card. If it doesn't come by the time it's expired, if it's a couple days late, it's all in the system.
It just made me think. Way to nail that down with the law and all, guys. It's just so inefficient and such a mess. It's like the IRS is a mess. I would imagine. from what I hear.
Yeah, I've heard
most
that.
Government agencies.
I read it on the internet.
What?
I think I read it on the internet.
Yeah, must be true.
this human fetus McNugget has got to get off my screen.
You got to look at that some more.
Get a little honey mess on the head.
Ugh.
They'd be like, the dipping sauce is placenta.
No, you didn't just say that.
I did. I'll say it again. The dipping sauce.
People that make that make pate out of placenta, you know, or upside.
I've seen placenta that is true. Up close and personal. It is not fun.
Why are you taking away my rights, man?
It's just
Starman. You found this Macintosh Garden website earlier.
So I don't remember exactly how I found it, but it was like 9 links deep for something I was looking for. And it's MacintoshGarden.org, and it's an archive of old Macintosh software with a little blurb about it and either a link to download it and or a way to emulate it. The funny thing is that some of the links were on Mega Upload, and that's gone. But the point is that it's nice to see an archive of a lot of the old software that I used to use.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. Some of the old games. One of my favorite games was Shuffle Puck Cafe, which I loved up until I hit that last guy. And, man, if there was ever a time I wanted to put my fist through a monitor, it was that guy.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, it was this little guy. You could only see his eyes over the shuffleboard. And then he would, like, do something really slow, and then, bam, he would just, like, get at you, and then he would snicker at you when you lost. I was
like, oh, you... like the dog in Nintendo Duck Hunt.
Mm. Yeah, I don't like when they laugh back at
you. It's just not... Speaking of Mega Upload, what do you guys think about all that?
I never used it, so I didn't know about it, so I am clueless to this.
I heard of it. I mean, I knew of its existence. I knew that people were using it for legitimate reasons, but I also know that there, you know, people were using it for nefarious reasons. And so there may be more to it than what we know, than what a lot of people know. Maybe it was hosting stuff that we just didn't know about. It's one thing to host pirated stuff, but they said that they were diligent in finding it and deleting it.
I don't know. I would disagree with that.
Well, there was a lot of stuff on there. I'm just saying what they said, but I don't know.
He was also about to launch some kind of, I think it was some kind of device to play all the stuff that's on there. I think the thing that got me was kind of like, whoa, what the hell, U.S.? How are you getting this guy in New Zealand and then making him stand trial in this country for just because we think it's illegal? That was the part that kind of made me go,
You know, this whole legal system, I realize that a lot of this stuff was written years ago before electronic distribution and such. I think we need more of a renewal of all these laws than anything else.
Yeah. If it wasn't for them making so much money for people. I mean, the Mega Upload thing fascinated me because it was like this worldwide takedown.
Yeah.
U.S. just got people all around, just in the right places, and boom, things shut down like a Bond movie.
And this guy was living on a massive compound with all these cars.
He had a crap load of money from the thing.
Yeah.
I guess it bothers me that just because we have laws, how are we able to go around the world and arrest people?
A lot of it's mutual agreements and stuff. It's like the whole SOPA thing is giving way to ACTA, which is a treaty, and that treaty's like way bigger than any.
It was funny that it was right after SOPA died.
Yeah. Make it like some international United Nations kind of thing,
I guess.
You know.
Yeah.
The guy's name was Kim.com. How cool is that?
That's kind of funny.
Guy looked like a total dork until you see all his Bentleys and shit. You're like, yeah. Guilty as a license plate is awesome. I knew a guy in LA. He had drunk on his license plate. How he got that, I don't know.
Wow. Did he get a lot of tickets? Did he pull over
like
often?
A sports car or something? No, I don't know. I'm sure you probably watch your ass if your license plate is drunk.
Exactly.
Did Mega Upload have, well, I guess, I don't know if you guys know, but did they have any kind of culture around their site other than, I guess, that the fact that it was like a haven for piracy, which is what I assume based on the, you know, what happened? I just don't know.
What do you mean? Like, give me an example.
I mean, well, all right, like, there are certain sites that have a certain culture.
Like Pirate Bay.
Right. Well, like Pirate Bay, even XKCD, which has nothing to do with piracy, I mean, it has a culture. Right. I was wondering if Mega Upload, it gained attention of all these legal officials, I would assume, because of all its piracy.
Yeah.
But I heard a lot of stories of people that were using this for legitimate reasons. So was that just a cover-up?
I never saw it used for legitimate reasons, but I'm sure it could be.
I've got a site for legitimate reasons. It's called Dropbox. I just put what I need there, and it's not illegal. Here's an image I'm working on.
Somebody said to me, I said, what is Mega Upload? They're like, it's Dropbox, basically.
The whole Dropbox thing did come up, though, because after that, people were like, hey, you know, what's stopping me from just dumping movies and whatever in the Dropbox? You know, and who will, maybe that'll be the next thing that they take down or some other places.
No, well, you don't know.
Probably not, I mean, because it's not associated with pirating, but, you know.
Yet.
Yeah, the point is that digital distribution, while I understand it's easy now, I don't like DRM, but I'm just wondering if this whole thing is just completely overblown. They always say that the people that are pirating are the ones that wouldn't pay you in the first place. And is this true? I don't know. True. I don't know if that's true. I'll tell you this. When I was in college, I wouldn't have paid a dime because I didn't have the money.
Yeah,
after exactly. I got out of college and I had the money, I started paying for this stuff. Now, whether or not somebody my age who works and makes the same amount of money as me pirates a bunch of stuff, well, that's a whole other issue. Yeah. But I at the time, when I was in high school and college, we all shared music. But I paid for pretty much all of it, every single bit over the years.
Yeah.
And so I understand that these companies have to protect themselves, and I totally agree with that on some level, but
yeah, it's a bit overblown, I think. I think we talked about this last week. How, like, the movie industry has made
a
ton of money in the past few years.
Back when Photoshop was, you know, out of my price range.
Yeah, we did talk about this.
Right. Yeah. You know, but now I've got a copy of Photoshop on my shelf.
In a box? What?
In a box. In a box. Yeah. Legit. Holy from Adobe. Crap.
People aren't pirating it because it sucks. Or maybe they are. I don't know.
They probably still are. I don't know. Anyway, that's about it, I think.
Okay, bye.
Anybody else got anything?
Oh, there's the door. Yeah. No, I don't. I don't believe I do. I just gotta get damn cigarette working.
Always remember to charge your cigarette.
Do you have a charge?
I know. Yeah. I might have to charge it like once a day. Plug it in overnight.
Like everything else we own.
Yeah, I know. Well, I have a Chumby on my bedside table, and it's got two USB ports in the back. Boom, phone, cigarette.
This is kind of along the same way of thinking I was trying to explain earlier, where I was like, I was eating one day, and I'm like, eating is so antiquated. Like, haven't we come up with a better way to have nourishment? Like, this This takes so long. This costs too much money. Like, can't I just, like, plug in overnight and have my whatever I need and be done?
Part of the slow food movement, I take it.
The slow food.
I just want to. I want to eat my vitamin of everything I need in the morning and be done with it. Not have to worry about it. Be full.
We should like go through like a series. It actually should be part of the shower. If you think about it.
Yeah.
You know, like a car wash, right? It applies all the different layers of wax, like your vitamin D or vitamin E, whatever gets applied to your body. You go through and you rinse cycle.
But you wouldn't taste it. Would you give up chocolate?
Well, tasting.
I mean, you can still have stuff that you want to taste, fine. But I'm talking about like just survival food. Like that's
he's bringing up like that's what I'm saying. Vitamin D, what's that come from? The sun, right?
Yeah.
So you go through the ultraviolet stage. You get the E sprayed on you. You get the water rinsed off. So there you go. There's all the basics. Some C, maybe an orange gets pelted at
your
head or
something. Honey, where's the spray vitamin C?
The UV bulbs are burnt out.
It looks like
I've got cholera. No, I don't know.
It just seems like there should be a better way.
I don't know. I cook, so I like to cook, and I like to eat it and savor it.
See, if you don't, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I don't want to cook. I don't want to take the time to do that. I want it over with and done.
What would you do with all the extra time?
Sit here.
Just sit and make podcasts.
Okay, so it's not the time of eating.
And cry in
the whole thing is just like, it just seems like it should be easier somehow.
Or you could just get a girl pregnant, insta-fetus, grow your own food, right? That's the trend.
Oh, no. Chickens, and on that beef, note,
grass-fed.
Eat your baby.
Get in my belly. It's the other white meat.
Oh, no.
Oh, you didn't go there.
No. Right. Twice, three times.
You guys got anything to plug?
I want to plug my mouth with a baby. Jags also bringing up all the delicacies of baby fetus.
What do I have to plug? The usual suspects, Sith Heads, World Warcast, This Week in Trek, and whatever else is coming down the pike.
You working on something?
Maybe.
Ooh.
Sounds covert. Oh,
well. Maybe.
Don't worry. Nobody listens to this show.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
You should probably when you announce your new project, it should be on this show.
Okay.
Breaking news.
And then see how many people start talking about it.
Eric, what do you have to plug?
Nothing really. I'm in stealth mode. Oh. But you can follow me on Twitter at spin.
Oh yeah, I'm at StarMike.
I'm at Langley, and you can find this show at Robot Underpants. And robotunderpants42 at Gmail if you want to send us some pictures of your aborted fetus.
No.
We'll pin it on Pinterest.
Yes, we totally will.
Here is a lovely mason jar fetus.
No.
Stewie. All right.
Put a bird on it. Oh, no. Portlandia's gone to the... I can pickle that.
It's aborted fetus. We can pickle that. All right. No, we've clearly offended everybody. That's the show. See you next time.
Bye.